Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to r/entitledpeople. Where this Karen attacks a woman at a store because she's wearing a headscarf. Karen rips off my headscarf, wants me arrested for assault, and attempts to pepper spray a cop. So, this was back in college, at the local Walmart that is known for always being interesting. I have so many stories from this place. I swear, this Walmart is like a Karen beacon. Some relevant info. I'm pale. And at the time, I walked with a cane. I've got a condition where my heart rate can get too high and my blood pressure can drop and I can pass out. From standing too long usually, but anxiety can bring on episodes too. I wear a headscarf on holidays and special occasions. Now, there are many types and styles of headscarves, and on this day, I was wearing it in a style where it completely covered my head and then draped around my neck, secured with pins. Since it's a holiday, I'm also wearing traditional clothing. A long skirt, a white shirt with some embroidery on it, and a fabric belt. This also happened right after the 2016 election, and my college town went from one Nazi group to three, literally overnight. They would come onto campus a lot to harass us. The racists were very emboldened at that time. This was maybe a few weeks after, where stuff had calmed down a bit, but was still pretty bad. I made the mistake of going to Walmart alone in traditional clothing. So I'm going around the Walmart, picking up a few things. My backpack is in the front of the cart, so I don't have extra weight on me. I'm standing at one of those islands, trying to find something, and I had to look up where it was on my phone. Then, out of nowhere, my headscarf is ripped off of my head as someone behind me yells, "Terrorist female dog!" Luckily, the scarf only had the end around my neck, so it pulled on my neck but didn't full on choke me. Still, this definitely activated my fight or flight response. The woman, Karen, then starts screaming as I turn around. Apparently, one of the pins used to secure my scarf had stuck her when she ripped it off. She is screaming that I'm a terrorist, that I assaulted her, she wants the manager and the police called, etc. This couple had been down the aisle and saw it happen and ran over. The woman kind of threw her sweatshirt on my head and got between me and Karen. I was panicking at first, but I realized that she was trying to help cover my head. And the man with her had also gotten between us and started yelling at the Karen. The man grabbed my scarf back and handed it to his partner, who handed it to me. And she took her sweatshirt and held it up around my head to sort of block people's view of my head while I tried to get my scarf back on. The Karen is still screaming that she wants the police to arrest me for being a terrorist, for assaulting her, and how dare she? She is digging through her purse to find pepper spray because she wants to spray me and the man. I honestly didn't even wrap my scarf properly. I just wanted to get out of there as fast as possible. A nearby employee had come out of an aisle to see what was happening and ran off to get the manager, I'm assuming. The nice man is yelling back at the Karen and had confiscated the pepper spray from her. Karen is screaming that I'm a traitor to your own race, along with her earlier insults, and is demanding that the man pin me to the floor so she can pepper spray me and do a citizen's arrest, keeping me there until the police and FBI arrived, since she's adamant that I'm a terrorist. So at this point, I'm shaking and crying. My heart rate is extremely high, and I know I need to leave or I'm going to pass out. The woman asked if I wanted to leave. I nodded. She grabbed my backpack and the arm that I'm not holding the cane in, and she quickly walked me down the aisle and out of the store. We just left the car where it was. She asked where my car was, and I tried explaining that I'm a college student and have to wait for the bus, but I'm coughing and trying to breathe as my heart rate is well over 180 at this point. The woman sees this and explains that she is a nurse, and I'm clearly not okay, and asks for my medical condition and what I need. I explained what it is and that I need to sit and lie down because I'm gonna pass out. She offered me to sit in their van, which usually would obviously be a no, but we're standing in the middle of a parking lot and I'm about to pass out. Currently, my brain is not getting very much oxygen. She opens the side door, I sit on the edge of the car, and promptly faint. I wake up a few minutes later, and she's holding my wrist in one hand, checking my pulse, and looking at her watch. I mumble something so she knows I'm awake, and she just keeps telling me, it's okay, I'm doing fine. Now, after I recover a bit, I sit up and realize her partner is standing outside the car, I think trying to give me privacy. I ask for the Gatorade from my backpack and sip on that. It helps with the fainting, while he explains what was going down. He says that the manager showed up with store security, and he explained, over Karen screaming, what had happened, handed her pepper spray to the security guy, and the police were called. I look over and, sure enough, there's cop cars pulled to the front of the store. The nice man asked if I'd been hurt, and if I wanted to talk to the police. Honestly though, I'm scared of cops and just want to go home. So, I declined to talk or press charges. The man went back inside to talk to the police a bit more, and I tried to fix my scarf a little better. I'd lost a few of those pins through all of this, which was kind of annoying, so I couldn't wrap it how it was earlier. The nice woman told me that my heart rate had been at around 200 when I passed out. Now, luckily it had come down again quickly, because she had considered calling an ambulance. She lets me know that her partner is texting her and reads out to me what is going down back in the store. As it turns out, I didn't need to press charges. Karen was so infuriated that the nice man would help her terrorist female dog to get away that she got a bit aggressive. She was yelling at the manager, security, and the police officers when the man came back in. When she saw him, she ripped out her pepper spray. Apparently, they were dumb enough to give it back to her, what? And started screaming at the nice man. The cop, as a result, grabbed her arm to stop her, and then she tried to pepper spray him. She then, of course, got taken down and cuffed. The nice woman is positively gleeful, as she tells me about the Karen getting tackled. Apparently, then, Karen started screaming about suing the cops, getting the FBI involved, the classic Karen stuff. Now, I didn't get to see her getting taken off to jail, sadly. My boss pulled up and the woman helped me over to it. Since then though, I refuse to go by myself to any store if I'm wearing a headscarf, even though I live in a different area now. Look, I'll be honest guys, normally, you know, commenting after a story, I try and make a couple jokes, say something funny. In this, like, I can't really, can I? I'm just so sorry that this happened to you, OP, and that now you don't even feel safe expressing your own religious identity. Like, how sad is that? What can I say? Like, I want to make a joke, don't want to take it too seriously, but come on. If there are, like, racist people out there doing this sort of stuff, making people like OP feel extremely uncomfortable to the extent that now OP is not even going to go by themselves to any store if they're wearing religious clothing or, you know, not even a headscarf's not even religious necessarily, it doesn't have to be, but something that can be perceived as religious. Oh, so sad. What a shame. How do we fix it? I don't know. Shoot all racist people? Yeah, let's do it.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And now moving on to our second entitled people story. So I just got invited to a bachelorette party and I'm expected to make a donation even if I don't attend. Hi, my name is Ali, Camilla's wedding coordinator. I would like to make you aware of the bachelorette party details. This is the date and it's going to be in Las Vegas. Will you be in attendance? Please keep in mind, if you do not attend, a donation towards Camilla's expense would still be required. Please respond with a thumbs up or thumbs down at your earliest convenience. Thank you in advance. So, I got that text message earlier today. A few things to note. One, I've got no idea who Ali is. Two, I've got no idea who Camilla is. Three, I'm a guy. And four, I can't afford to make a trip to Vegas. So, obviously, I'm not going to be attending the bachelorette party. Though I wouldn't mind hanging around with a bunch of hopefully attractive women acting wild. That said, I'm required to still donate towards Camilla's expense, even if I don't attend? Huh? Even if I knew her, to say I'd be required to donate is a lot of things, including presumptuous, rude, unprofessional, tacky, etc., all of which I responded back with to let this wedding coordinator know. Ali then had the gall to tell me that I've got too much time on my hands, despite the fact that it took me a few hours to respond. If anyone knows who this Camilla girl is, One, don't respond here, since I didn't change her name. I don't know who she is, and there isn't enough info to identify who she really is, so let's keep it that way. And two, let her know that she has an unprofessional and entitled person for a wedding coordinator. She's going to alienate some of Camilla's friends from her, and she needs to nip that behavior in the bud. Now guys, amazingly, Opie has actually attached an image of the full text conversation between Ali and them. Here we go. So, as you can see, the first message just comes out of the blue from Ali. Hi, my name is Ali, Camilla's wedding coordinator. I'd like to make you aware of the details of the bachelorette party in Las Vegas. Are you coming? If you don't, you're going to have to make a donation towards Camilla's expense and then respond up or down thumbs. So, Opie responds. Hi, my name isn't Ali and I'm not Camilla's wedding coordinator. In fact, I have no idea who Camilla is, nor am I a female, so I definitely won't be attending. Also, even if I did know who Camilla is, and even if I were a female, I would not be required to donate towards her expenses, and it's rather presumptuous of you to try and say that it is. How would you like it if I told you that even if you weren't attending something of mine, you're required to make a donation towards it? It's rude, disrespectful, uncalled for, unprofessional, tasteless, tacky, and very obnoxious. I certainly hope those who know Camilla tell her of your uncalled for requiring of donations so that she can fire your unprofessional butt and get someone who actually knows how to act appropriately. All right, a little fierce response, but hey, seems pretty justified. Ali replies, you definitely have too much time on your hands. Have a great day ahead. Again, that's unprofessional though. Your response should have been along the lines of, my apologies, I must have mistyped the number I meant to send the invite to. But instead, you tell me I've got too much time on my hands, despite the fact that you don't know me, and I didn't even immediately respond to your invite because I was busy with other things. You really are a piece of work. And yeah, to be fair, 10:51, Ali sends the initial message. 1:02 p.m, you know, over 2 hours later, Opie replies. Ali then says, well, don't you think the same would apply, calling me unprofessional when you don't know me? Like I said, have a good day and treat others as you would like. You said a donation is required even if I don't attend. That's unprofessional. So you provided me with a valid reason to say that you are unprofessional. Seriously, you're coming off as someone who feels entitled and believes that they can do no wrong. Focus on your mistakes before pointing out wrongly perceived flaws in others. There you go. Weird series of text messages. I can't tell if Opie is coming across a little bit too strong, but hey, nonetheless, Ali is definitely entitled. Now look guys, I kind of think that Opie is taking this a little bit too seriously. Yeah, of course, it's very entitled. It's not that deep though, is it really? It is just a weird like concept overall. I don't really understand how this has come about. Like how this person has accidentally messaged you, I don't really understand. The fact that you're required to donate, I don't really get. They don't even say, oh, sorry, that was a mistake. You're not coming. It is all a bit weird. But yeah, Opie is taking it very seriously. I don't really know what to think about this one. It's just a very strange one. I do find it funny though that this person was getting annoyed by OP calling them unprofessional when they don't even know them, but they don't know OP. So, it is strange. It really, really is. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitledpeople. Really hope you have all enjoyed it. If you did and you want to see more from this subreddit straight away, then check out this video that I've personally chosen for you. That's right. Yeah, you. I know you're going to love it. So it's there. Don't disappoint me. Click it. Click it now. I love you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.